Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're doing something that sounds almost too simple to matter, but it's actually a super pro arrangement skill for drum and bass. Section contrast using only mutes. No adding new layers. No new samples. No extra FX tracks. Just smart removal at the right moments, so your arrangement feels intentional, club ready, and like it has real chapters. We're going to take one full power loop and turn it into an intro, build, two drops, a mid-break, and an outro purely by deciding what should disappear, when, and for how long. Alright, set yourself up. Set the tempo somewhere between 172 and 175 BPM. I like 174 as a sweet spot. Start a new live set. Now load only stock stuff. Pick anything you like from Live 12 stock packs. You want a typical drum and bass lineup, a kick and snare core, a break or top loop, some hats or shakers, a sub, a mid-bass like a Reese, a stab or lead, an Atmos texture, and a few effects like impacts or sweeps. Before we arrange anything, do one key workflow move. Go to Arrangement View and set your loop brace to 8 bars. We're going to build a maximum energy 8 or 16 bar loop first. This is important. If you don't build a full power reference version, your mutes won't feel like contrast, they'll just feel like missing parts. So build your baseline loop with everything playing. Quick mix chain suggestions. Still stock. Still simple. On your kick and snare bus, throw on glue compressor, something gentle like a 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator after it with soft clip-on, drive maybe 1 to 3 dB. You're not trying to destroy it. You're just giving it that controlled smack. On your breaker tops, add a Q8 and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the low end stays clean. Then drum bus if you want some grit. Keep it tasteful. On your sub, put utility on it and make it mono. That's huge indeed, NB. If the sub is wide, your whole tune will feel unstable when you start doing dropouts. Add a limiter only if you truly need to catch peaks, but don't squash it. Now, you've got the full loop. Everything is slamming. This is your full energy picture. Next step is where arrangement thinking starts. Choose your anchor elements. Anchors are the things that make the track feel like it's still rolling even when you remove a bunch of stuff. In drum and bass, your anchors are usually kick and snare and very often the sub. Sometimes the break is an anchor too, depending on the vibe. But you're going to decide right now, what are the two or three elements that almost always stay on? Because everything else is fair game. Everything else is decoration, and decoration is what you mute to create sections. Now let's build the structure in arrangement view. Duplicate your loop out so you have enough timeline to work with. The target structure is intro, build, drop A, mid break, drop B, outro, fake in 8, 16, and 32 bar chunks. Drum and bass loves phrase logic. If you do random 3 bar gaps, it can sound like an edit mistake. If you do 8 and 16 bar decisions, it sounds like you meant it. And here's a big coach tip. Prefer mute by automation instead of manual toggles. Yes, you can mute tracks with the track activator button, but for repeatable arrangement, automate it, or deactivate regions with the zero key, or use utility at the end of the chain and automate its gain to minus infinity. The point is, your contrast should be locked to the grid so you can copy it, revise it, and build patterns out of it. Let's do the intro first. Make the intro 16 bars. DJ friendly, you want vibe and rhythm without giving away the full weight of the tune. So in the intro, keep the Atmos texture on a low bed. Keep maybe hats or a filtered break top, something that gives movement. But mute the sub, mute the mid bass, mute the lead or stab for most of this intro. Then do a classic TNB move. Bring in the snare on bar 9. That means bars 1 to 8 might be tops and texture. And then at bar 9 the snare starts hitting and suddenly the listener feels the track stand up without you adding anything new. You're just revealing an anchor. If you want to keep this super mixable, aim for predictable 16 bar blocks where only one major element changes per block. DJs love that. And honestly, listeners do too. Even if they don't know why. Now the build. Make the build 8 bars, maybe 16 depending on your taste, but let's call it 8 for now. The build is not about stacking more and more. With this mute-only approach, the build is about tension created through controlled absence. So you might keep snare and hats, maybe pull the break entirely, and start reintroducing the sub only in the last 2 to 4 bars. And here's a nasty little trick. One bar before the drop, mute the break, or even mute almost everything for that last bar, leaving just snare or a tiny hat tick plus your Atmos bed. That near silence moment is a weapon. Even a half beat of emptiness right before the drop makes the drop feel bigger than adding a riser ever could. Okay, now drop A. Drop A is 32 bars. Full energy. Everything that defines the tune is back in. Your drums, your basses, your main hook, your vibe. But we're still using mutes inside the drop for micro contrast. This is how you avoid the 8-bar loop pasted for 3 minutes feeling. Here's the mindset. Two layers of mutes. Macro mutes are section decisions. Like, no lead for the whole 8 bars, or no mid bass for the whole phrase. Micro mutes are tiny 1-beat or half-bar dropouts that behave like fills. Like hats off for 1 beat before a snare. Or mid bass muted for the first half beat of a bar so the snare hits into open space. Do this in drop A. Every 8 bars, remove one element for 1 bar. Or every 16 bars, remove something for 2 bars. You're basically giving the listener little breaths, and it makes the groove feel like it's moving forward. A really reliable trick. Make your mutes answer the snare. In drum and bass, the snare is a landmark. If you mute something right before the snare lands harder. If you mute something right after the snare, it feels like a call and response. If you mute things at random points that don't relate to the snare, it can sound accidental. So let the snare be your punctuation. Now the mid break, the contrast section. Make this 8 to 16 bars. And the goal here is a clear reset without killing momentum. A lot of people make the mistake of muting everything, and then the track feels like it fell off a cliff. Instead, pull weight, not life. Try this. Mute the kick for at least 4 consecutive bars. Keep the snare, or keep the break, or keep a halftime feeling simply by removing the kick. Even if your MIDI doesn't change, the groove perception changes because the kick is gone. Then decide your bass approach. Either mute the mid bass and keep sub, for that sub-only intimidation, or do the opposite for a thinner, more mid-forward moment. Keep a low-level Atmos bed running so there's always a floor under the track. This prevents what I call silence fatigue, where the listener gets tired of the track constantly dropping to nothing. Now drop B. Drop B is another 32 bars, and it needs to feel different without adding anything new. So we're basically choreographing mutes differently. One clean approach is to turn drop B into a reveal. For the first 8 or 16 bars, mute the lead entirely. Let the rhythm section and bass carry, then bring the lead back later, and to make that feel even more dramatic, do the opposite with the drums, mute the break every 4th bar for 1 bar, so those clean punch bars pop out. Or do a bass call and response using roll swapping. This is advanced but still super doable with mutes only. For 8 bars, mute the mid bass on beats 1 and 2, so it's mostly sub plus drums. Then for the next 8 bars, mute the sub for just beat 1 of each bar, leaving mid, bass plus drums. Same notes, same patterns, totally different feel because the roll switch. And if you want a modern techie roller vibe, try a syncopated mute grid. Pick one element, usually mid, bass or hats. Then repeat a stencil like, mute the first 1/16 of every bar. Or every 2 bars, mute beat 3/4 and 1/8 note. It's like cating, but you didn't add a device. You just removed sound rhythmically. Now the outro. Outro is 16 to 32 bars. This is the mix out. So we reverse the reveal. Gradually mute lead, then mid bass, then sub, then the break. Leave tops and atmos for a while, then eventually reduce to just atmos. Again, keep it predictable in 16 bar blocks if you want it DJ friendly. Now, let's handle a common issue. Clicks and ugly cutoffs. If you hard mute a bass or an audio track, you might get a click or you might chop reverb tails in an awkward way. That's not a reason to avoid mutes. It's just an envelope problem. Two stock solutions. First, utility as a mute switch. Put utility at the end of the chain and automate gain to minus infinity. If you do the automation with a tiny fade, even like 3 to 10 milliseconds, it often eliminates clicks. This is especially good for bass, pads, and anything with a tail. Second, device bypass as contrast. Instead of muting the whole track, bypass a key device for a thinner moment, like bypass distortion on the mid-bass for 8 bars, so it feels like the track backs off, or bypass echo and reverb on a stab so it snaps dry and forward. This still counts as mute-based contrast, because you're removing sound, not adding new content. One more sound design style trick that stays inside the rules, muted but still felt. If you already have a reverb or echo return in your project, you can mute the dry track with utility to minus infinity, but leave the return audible. The listener gets a memory of the sound hanging in the space, so the arrangement feels continuous even though the main part is gone. That's a really professional way to do contrast, without the track feeling empty. Let's cover the most common mistakes so you can avoid them. Mistake 1. Muting the wrong anchors. If you mute kick, snare, and sub at the same time too often, the track loses forward motion. Do it once for a dramatic ghost moment, sure, but most of the time, protect your anchors. Mistake 2. Random mutes with no phrase logic. Keep your big decisions on 8s and 16s. Mistake 3. Too much contrast too early. If your intro is already full of giant holes, the drop won't feel like a payoff. Mistake 4. Overmuting the break. Breaks carry vibe in DNB and jungle. If you constantly kill it, the groove can get sterile. Use it strategically, spotlight it for a bar, then bring your clean kick and snare back the next bar so it feels like a deliberate switch in drum identity. Now let's do a quick practice assignment so you can lock this in. Build a full 8-bar loop with kick and snare, break, hats, sub, mid-bass, 1 lead or stab, 1 atmos. Duplicate it so you have drop A for 32 bars and drop B for 32 bars. In drop A, go full power for bars 1 through 16. Then at bar 17, mute hats for 1 full bar. Then around bar 25, mute the mid-bass for 2 beats in every bar, like a repeating breathing pattern. In drop B, do a different map. Bars 1 through 8, mute the lead entirely. Bars 9 through 16, bring the lead back, but mute the break every 4th bar for 1 full bar. Bars 17 through 24, plan a pre-phrase punch. At bar 24, mute the kick for 1 bar so the next phrase feels like it slams back in. Then bars 25 through 32, full power. When you're done, export a quick bounce and do the best test. Close your eyes and listen. Can you hear the section changes without looking? And does the groove still roll in the sparse moments? If yes, you're arranging like a pro with almost no extra materials. You're composing with subtraction. Final recap. Build the maximum energy loop first. Choose anchors, usually kick and snare and slash or sub. Create macro contrast with 8 and 16 bar mute decisions. Add micro contrast with 1 beat and half bar dropouts that answer the snare. This audio version is shortened for playback.